Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Pesachim Daf Yud Gimel. We are starting about the eighth line with the words of Bavo B'Shem or Belazar, and the Vilna Sfer Daf. It's all the way at the end of Yud Amabez. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basi B'Yakim Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Moshe mentioned Isra Chila and Isra Anov Chametz. So now we continue discussing this more in the broader sense of Isra Chila and Isra Anov. The Gemara tells us Bavo says B'Shem or Belazar. Kol Makim Shemar Loi Soicha Loi Soichlu Loi Yoichlu. Anytime the pasuk tells us that it shall not be eaten in the singular form or the plural form, or that they shouldn't eat it, Atoyves Isra Anoya Ki Isra Chila. That means that it's asr ba'na, just like it's asr ba'chila. Even though it just says it's asr ba'chila, it also means it's asr ba'na. Ad shi'ev ha'kasav yivar shalcha k'shem shapir shalcha ba'evar menachayim nevela. Until the pasuk comes along and tells you specifically, like it says, ba'evar menachayim by nevela, that there's a permitted ba'na, but the pasuk doesn't give a clear heter for hana, so then it's asr ba'na, even though again, it just says the isra chila. Now clarifying these two aterim in the pasuk, v'chima per shalanu ba'evar menachayim, what does the pasuk specify ba'evar menachayim? So the pasuk tells us, u'basar b'sa the treif aloy se'chelu la'kelav tashlichon. You can't eat basar basar the treifa, throw it to the dogs. So clearly, see, there's a heter hana, you could give it to the dogs. And v'chima perishlanu b'nevela, where do we see this by nevela? The pasuk says, loy soichlu kol nevela, la ger shabashar recha, titnen of achala, oimachar lenachri. So it says, don't eat nevela, you could either give it to a ger, which is not referring to a convert because he's 100% Jew, or you could sell it to a non Jew. And so we see once again a clear heter for hana only by nevela, but any other time it's going to say, loy soicha, loy soichlu, loy yoichlu. That means asr bachila and behana. Now the Gemara continues, Tony Chizki upalig. Chizkiya teaches actually the opposite and really just a one-line brisa, v'chima asur l'kelev, what's asur for a dog? In other words, he understands the pasuk the opposite. When the pasuk says, u'basur b'sa t'chef aloy s'chelu l'kelev tashlichon oisai, it doesn't need to tell us that it's mutter for a dog. Of course it's mutter for a dog. Why would you think that it's asur for a dog to eat this? It must be that we learn from here the opposite, that just because it says loy s'chelu, it doesn't mean that it's asur ba'ana. And that's Chizkiya's shita, and we're going to discuss this more at the beginning of tomorrow's daf. Now I think Mara is going to ask a number of questions on Rabbi Vo, that anytime it says the word loy s'chel, that means it's also asr ba'na. But the pasuk says, kol chelu shor v'chesev e'ez lo yisoy chelu, and me'ata atoifes isra anoy ki isra chila. Does that mean the base of Rav Vo, there should be an isra anoy by chelu just like isra chila? We know that's not true. There's clear heterim that we're allowed to benefit from chelu. We can't eat it, but it's mutter ba'na. The Gemara answers, no, shanya hi. That's different. Chelu is unique. Because the pasuk says, v'chelu n'vela v'chelu trefa ye'ase l'chol malacha v'chol lo yisoy chelu. So the pasuk says very clearly by chelu that even though it's not allowed to be eaten, one's allowed to use it for any work, which means it's mutter ba'na. So that's excluded from Rav Vo's klal. Another question. But the pasuk says, "Rakadam loisachelu, blood's not allowed to be eaten." Me'ata atoyves isra anoy ki isra chila. Does that mean that it's asur b'ana just like it's asur b'chila? It can't be. We know that dam is mutter b'ana. Once again, the Gemara answers, "Shanihi, that's different." Because the pasuk says, "By blood, ala arz tishbuchenu kamayim, it shall be spilled on the ground like water." What do we learn from here? Ma'amay mutar b'anoyo, afadam ye mutar b'anoyo. Just like water is mutter to benefit from, so too blood is also mutter to benefit from. So this also is excluded from Avos klal. Ask the Gemara v'aksiv. We have a pasuk, "Al kein lo yochlu b'nei Yisrael segen anoshe." Therefore, the B'nai Yisrael shouldn't eat from the get anasha. This is one of the sin used in the back part of the animal, and we know the get anasha is mutter b'ana. And on this, Amar Rav Vo himself answers that kiyamte, I explain this as begin anasha should be nevelos, referring to get anasha of nevela, and the same way we know that nevela is mutter b'ana, as we just said before, that means the get anasha of nevela, and by that same token, get anasha of any other animal is also mutter b'ana. Yud Gimel Beis on top, another question on Rav Vo. V'aksev, the pasuk says, v'lachem v'kali v'charmel lo yisoichu ad etzem hayom hazeh, this referring to the isra of chadash, that we're now allowed to eat from new grain until the carbon imer is brought. We know it's mutter b'ana, it's allowed to be given to animals. So Amar Rav Avi Mari, Achad Rav Yaisi, he answers that Shanyahi, this case is different. Shekava Kosev Zman, the Pasuk sets a time for how long the Isser lasts, which is up until the carbon imer is brought, and therefore doesn't fit under the regular klal. If the Pasuk says it's Aser Bachil, it's also Aser b'ana. Now we have one last question. Baksev, the Pasuk says, Loi Soichlum Kisheketzheim, don't eat them because they're Sheketz, is referring to non kosher animals and bugs and things like that, and we know that they're mutter b'ana. So Amar Rav Mani answers, Miet Isser Hanoyah Shabbat. There's actually miut of the isra ana that it's mutter b'ana because the pasuk says loy soichlum kisheketz haim. The word haim is extra, and that tells us they're asur to eat, but they're mutter b'ana. So none of these are questions in our Rav Vo. Now we continue, and we'll see later on at the bottom of the Gemara that what we're bringing right now is a stira Rav Vo on himself. So the Gemara tells Rav Vo says b'shem Rabbi Yochanan that ha'isa ispolanis mishar haniskol and mechametz sha'avra lava pesach. Somebody who makes a bandage from a shar haniskol, which is a shar that gets stoned. For example, it killed somebody, so we kill it, and it's asur b'ana. Or from chametz sha'avra lava pesach, really is referring to chametz on Pesach, which we also know as asur b'ana, einoy loike, he doesn't get malkes, she'ein lois haseh shabay mechover, because the lois haseh, the one's not allowed to get hana from here, is not 100% mechover, it's not 100% clear, it's not enforced in the Torah, and therefore, even though it's asur b'ana, one's not going to get malkes for being over this. In other words, Rabbi Yechon argues with Rabbi Vo and holds that an isra chila does not automatically mean that there's an isra ana. Both of these have the word isra chila by them, we're not allowed to eat the shar niskol, we're not allowed to eat chametz on Pesach, but still it doesn't mean necessarily it's asur b'ana. Sometimes the way the isra is stated also also means hana, but sometimes not. And over here, it's asr b'hana, but one's not going to get malchus for being iver. However, mekele akerem, like it, if a person benefits from kelayim akerem, this is forbidden mixtures planted in a vineyard, he is going to get malchus. And why is this? Because Amar Chanina, he answers, pen tikdash, the pasuk tells us specifically like kelayim, pen tikdash. And we learn from here, pen tukad esh, lest it be burned by fire. In other words, this is the chiyuv that we have to burn kelayim in fire. And we have a rule that anytime the words, he shamer, pen or al are used in the pasuk, it's referring to a loisase. So this is clearly referring to an isra ana as well, because it's a very clear loisase. It's only me arla tzricha. We have a question specifically in regards to arla, and why is that? Because on one hand, asay l'rach chiksev, there's an asay that pushes a person away from arla, namely the asay tells him you're not allowed to have ana. Then also loisase l'aych chiksev, there's a loisase that says specifically one is not allowed to eat arla. The whole question is, but loisase l'rach chiksev, there isn't any clear loisase that pushes a person away from arla that tells him he's not an avana. In other words, on one hand, in regards to arla, there's an iser asay of hana, there's an iser lav of eating, but maybe there's no iser lav of hana. So that's one question that we're left with. Now, before we get to clarifying our question on Rav Avoh, the Gemara just mentions Masisa Pliga Rav Yechanan, following Braisa is not like Rav Yechanan. What does the Braisa tell us? From the inference of what the pasuk tells us, sakal yusakal ashar, that the shar haniskal has to be stoned. Don't I know for sure from that part of the pasuk that it's usher to eat its flesh? Because if it got stoned, that means it didn't get shechted properly. So of course you're not allowed to eat it. So matam loymer lo yechal besare, why is the pasuk then continue saying you're not allowed to eat its meat? And Masbi says the brayso, the bala deyecha, the pasuk is coming to tell you shekashim shu usher bachila kachu usher banoya, the same as usher bachila, it's usher bana. And this is obviously a clear lav that shar haniskol is usher bana. Whereas right before, Rabbi Yechon had said that the iser is not mechover, and therefore if a person benefits from shar haniskol, he's not going to get malchus, because it's not 100% clear lav. How is it not clear? We just said this before. In the Braisa, Ma Avad La Rabbi Yechon, asked the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yechon do with this? And Pasul, we explain, Veshekidma Abaylim Shachtu, Misha Nigmar Dinoi, that's proper Girsa, it's referring to a unique case where the owner of the Shara Niskal quickly shechted it after it already had Gemar Din, meaning after Bezin already decided that it has to be killed, the owners quickly shechted it. That's when the Pasuk is telling us a clear lav that you're not allowed to eat from it. Whereas Rabbi Yechon before was talking about after it was already stoned, after it was killed, then it's not a clear lav that Asr's Hana, that's why he's not going to get Malchus. But now back to our question on Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Zeir Abah, Kumi Rabbi Avoh, Rabbi Zeir asked in front of Rabbi Avoh, Hachatem Rahachin, Vahachatem Rahachin. Over here you say this, and over here you say that. On Amud Aleph, we spent a lot of time discussing how Rabbi Avoh holds. Anytime the Pasuk says some form of don't eat, automatically that includes an Isra Ana. And then right above over here, Rabbi Avoh quoted Rabbi Yechanan saying, not so quick, just because it says don't eat it, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's an Isra Ana. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Avoh responded to him, Hada B'Shem Rabbi Lazar, Vada B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. That's the name of Rabbi Lazar, that's the name of Rabbi Yechanan. The member from Amud Aleph that we start out today with, that was said in the name of Blazer. This member above was said in the name of Yechanan, and therefore I'm not contradicting myself. One member is in his name, one member is in a different one's name. Now we have a different version of this. Rabban de Kesarin, quote Rabbi Avo, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, that kol makam shnemar loy soicha loy soichlu, anytime the pasuk says loy soicha or loy soichlu, ainat toifes isra hanoi kisra chila. We don't say that there's isra hanoi just like an isra chila. It's only when the pasuk says loy se achel, loy ye achel, which means it shall not be eaten or you shall not eat it, then it's in that situation we say it's asr b'hana, just like it's asr b'chila. Why is that? Because when the pasuk says loy soichal, don't eat it. So that's very simple and straightforward. You're not allowed to eat it, and we can't necessarily derive anything from there that it's also asr b'hana. However, when the pasuk says loy ye achel or loy se achel, it shall not be eaten or you shall not eat it, then that's much more broad and open to interpretation, and we understand it to be saying that it shall not be used in any way that can come to eating, namely hana, benefit, such as selling it and using that money to buy other foodstuffs which will be eaten. And how do we know this? B'binyan av shebekulon, we learn from the following pasuk that says, v'chol chatos asher yuva midom el oil mayid l'chaper b'kodesh, any chatos that its blood was brought in the oil mayid to be a kapara, loy se achel, it shall not be eaten, ba'esh tisarif, it shall be burned in fire. And the drash is as follows, that these words ba'esh tisarif are extra, because we already know that if a chatos had its blood sprinkled on the mizbeach, it has to be burned and is asr ba'ana. It must be that we use these words to teach us that any other place it says loy se'achel, not just by his chatos that the pasuk's talking about, but other places as well, it says loy se'achel, loy ye'achel. That tells us that not only is it asr b'achila, but it's also asr b'ana. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.